up outside, catch a cab, smart car, night in, I go to work with my friend Dan. House is the best we can.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Friday. Jennifer Horn is not with Kenny and me, but that's okay. We'll work our way through it, even though it's so sad. Oh, my God, what are we going to do without Jennifer? We're going to talk about the issues of the day. That's what we're going to do, the things that people are talking about. Do we have to spend time talking about the criticism aimed at the Affordable Health Care Act? Thumbs up or down on that one, Kenny? You tell me.
No, thank you.
No. Okay. Do we want to talk about immigration legislation and the Republicans versus the Democrat? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Do we want to talk about marijuana? Maybe a little. I don't know how much we're talking about marijuana. A little bit. Actually, what I find pretty interesting is the focus on this death of Philip Seymour Hoffman this week has really put a focus onto heroin and how easily available it is in this country. As a matter of fact, I think I just saw something which led me to believe that there was a boat with like 700 pounds of with 700 pounds of heroin.
$700 million worth.
$700 million worth. That's what I saw out of the corner of my eye. So this stuff has been made more available, and the reason it's more available is because the Taliban, which basically is in charge of growing and harvesting and the manufacturing process when it comes to heroin becoming liquefied, that's all done by the Taliban in Afghanistan. They've made it cheaper on the world market, but especially aimed at America, because they're getting back at us for our intervention in their land. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you think it's real or it's not real, folks, $700 million worth of this stuff on a boat. This stuff is being shipped willy-nilly everywhere. And it's aimed at getting back at us for going into Afghanistan and being there as long as we have and killing as many Afghanistanis and the Taliban as we have. The Taliban is hated by the Afghanistanis. If you saw that movie, Lone Survivor, with Mark Wahlberg, or if you've read the history of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the Russian interference in Afghanistan's business, the Taliban is in charge. And the native Afghanistanis, they don't like the Taliban either. But the Taliban's in charge, and we bought them off. When we first went in there to get Bin Laden wasn't a member of the Taliban, so they don't care. They're happy to take our $73 million and get out of the way for a while we supposedly went looking for Bin Laden, but we didn't find him, obviously. So we decided to go blow up Iraq, because that was good for the military-industrial complex, and didn't net us anything. If anything, there were no Al-Qaeda in Iraq at all. We all know that. You've heard that 100 times. What do? We blew up the country, caused them to dislike us in some circumstances. Other circumstances, they like us. The country's being rebuilt by our tax dollars. We've spent, $7 trillion in Iraq. We've spent $3-4 trillion in Afghanistan. And what do we have to show for it? We got a lot of dead American soldiers. We've spent a lot of our money, and we have squat to show for it. And now we have a heroin epidemic in our country that's brought about by our going into Afghanistan in the first place. So we've basically we've done a lot to further sort of dismantle the beauty of America with these actions, and nobody seems to get it. But I shouldn't say nobody. Some people get it, but you can't find any politicians talking about that. Meanwhile, the Taliban, there's a video that surfaced, Kenny, in which militants show a dog they claim to have captured from U.S. forces. Military officials confirmed that a military working dog did go missing and is possibly the dog shown in the video. In the footage, Taliban claims the dog's name is Colonel, and he was taken in December during a night raid by U.S. military forces. The animal is believed to be the first military working dog known to have been captured by the Taliban. So one more black eye. What are we doing there? Why are we there? What is... I don't even want to say his name. Huh. What are we... We listen to this garbage. We got to stay there. We'll keep... 40,000 troops or 14? I don't even know. Kenny, what's the final number? They've supposedly taken out tens of thousands of troops, and they're going to leave a bunch in there to supposedly help the Afghanistanis protect. They don't want us there. So what are we staying there for? This is so beyond. This is just another thing. Most of us in this country are complaining about the various things that are going on. I mean, look at the items that are on the top of the talk radio heap this week. We have a survey that's done every week by Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. And in this survey, the News Talk sort of political agenda, this is not, my program is not a political show, although I am interested in keeping you up to date with the top items conversationally and then touch on some of the things you probably won't hear anywhere else. But in the light of eternity, what is there that's getting at us that really bothers us? The IRS and the scandal now, back in the focus after the question that was asked by Bill O'Reilly. The marijuana laws, the immigration legislation, the Affordable Care Act, all of these things, you can pick any one of those. Affordable Care Act, immigration reform, laws on marijuana, the IRS, and you can talk almost endlessly about this sort of thing, and they're all things that people feel are adding to the dismantling of our country. I'm not sure that I believe that with regard to marijuana. As a matter of fact, last night, Kenny, I was watching, this is the first time I ever did this, and I laughed about it earlier. I am not a big fan of Piers Morgan. I think he's a big gas bag. I don't think he's intellectually honest, or is he curious. I think he's just there taking advantage of a great opportunity that was given to him on CNN. At any rate, he did talk with a lot of people at the beginning of the program about Jay Leno leaving, and then he brought Deepak Chopra onto the program to talk about what was going on in our country regarding drugs, health care in general, Philip Seymour Hoffman, he talked about that. And one of the things that Deepak Chopra said, which I completely agree, I agree with most everything he says. I like his philosophy. I think he has an important message for America in his philosophy and his attitude toward things. I think he's done a lot to help a lot of Americans. Has he become commercial? Yes. Is he one of these guys that sort of people all want to touch because of his dynamic person? Yeah. But that doesn't take away from what he contributes to the discussion. And he said something that I've said many, many times. Maybe he's got more credibility than I do, but there are a lot of people in this chorus now, and that is just legalize all drugs. Legalize them. Tax them. And make them available instead of all of this war on drugs, which we've spent since George Bush the father, that was the, other than his, no new taxes and read my lips, that stuff. That was where he fell down with me. But the war on drugs that was started during his administration was ridiculous. It has been ridiculous. It doesn't do anything. If anything, it's making the situation worse. And yet we keep pandering. We keep spending money. It's one of these government programs. Keep funding it every year. For what? It doesn't do anything. This is another one of these things that people in this country just say, hey, come on. Let's change the way we look at things and let's change the way we do business. Anyway, where was I? The essence of my conversation. I've gone from one to two to three to four. The essence of it is that we have every week people complaining and moaning and groaning about lots of important things in our country. And the latest is the drug situation, the reality of heroin being available, what Deepak Chopra said about legalizing everything, and then working it backwards from there. It makes nothing but sense, but because there is a vocal minority that either believes this is anti-religious or it's just not acceptable, these are older people who, for the most part, are not clued in as to what the realities are of how bad the problems are. And so we just keep duffing along here, and nothing gets done. And can we say the same for immigration reform? I don't know whether that the House Speaker has said that it'll be difficult to pass any kind of immigration legislation this year. Why is that? I'm not here to help President Obama. It's one of his priorities, but that was something I think he said in the State of the Union. But there are things that may be done to help move this along. I've looked at this bill, and I don't see a lot in there that I like, frankly, myself. But at least something sort of needs to be done to get it off of the front burner. And I don't know what the solution is either, and maybe they don't, and that's why they haven't done anything. That could be that reality. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day. We have lots of exchanging, going back and forth on Jay Leno, but there are other things that are there too, which we will share with you as we move through another hour of the Good Day program. Speaking of sharing, I've been talking with you a lot about Genucel. Genucel is a cream that attacks, maybe that's not the right word, but really that's what it does. The bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. This is a special, special cream. It's a salve, actually. It's a new treatment for bags and puffiness and the circles around your eyes that was developed using stem cell technology. That's why it's a serum. That's why it feels the way it does. That's why it goes to work as quickly as it does. Because it really, it understands, if you can imagine that, something that's inanimate that understands how to get to the problems of the bag, what causes the bags, the puffiness, what alleviates it, and what softens the skin. And so, if you've been hearing me talk about Genucel now for the past number of months, and you haven't done anything about the puffiness around your eyes, the small lines, the crow's feet, if you will, stuff that's under your eyes, now is your time to call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. This is an incredible offer right now. Here's what happens. When you call 800-543-9262 and you order Genucel, you'll also get a jar of Esotique, which is a wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. So you put that on, and because it's coming up on Valentine's Day, you can get free shipping. That is a direct ship. This is really kind of cool. So you get express shipping, get a jar of Esotique, and you get Genucel, take care of the puffiness on your feet. So express shipping is yours by dialing 800-543-9262. It's a rather nice Valentine's Day present, I think. Don't wait. Call now for Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Takes it from Jay Leno last night. After Leno says his goodbyes, he gives it to Garth Brooks, and this is how the show went out. After 22 years, Jay Leno is out. He's been fired by NBC, so where does he go after that? I think that's going to be a lot of conversation and speculation. Meanwhile, because there's a focus in this portion of the Good Day program on the monologues, late night shows, let's listen to Jay's monologue from last night.
Like goodbyes. NBC does. I don't care. I don't care. Well, tonight is our last show for real. And see, I don't need to get fired three times. I get the hint. 22 years. That's a long time. Here's how long ago it was. When I started hosting, marijuana was illegal, and you could smoke cigarettes any place you wanted. 22 years ago, there was no Craigslist. Serial killers had to meet their victims the old-fashioned way, at the bus station at midnight. That's how... 22 years ago, guys actually had to go to the newsstand for porn. Can you imagine? They had to pay for it. So much has happened in the last 22 years. You know the saddest part of all? O.J. never found the real killers. You know, all the time... And the worst thing about losing this job, I'm no longer covered by NBC. I'd have to sign up for Obamacare. Oh. When I started hosting, Justin Bieber wasn't even born yet. That's why we call those the good old days. Are you all set for the Olympics? Yeah, that's Well, Homeland Security today warned airlines flying to Russia to be on the lookout for passengers' toothpaste tubes. They say the toothpaste may contain bombs. Exploding toothpaste. Can you imagine? The only airline not worried about this? British Airways. Not worried.
God love them. Okay, so there were a number of video tributes that showed up on the show last night, so we have the audio from those for you now.
Jay, you've made a whole lot of jokes about me over the years, but do not worry, I'm not upset. On a totally unrelated note, I've decided to make you my new ambassador to Antarctica. Hope you've got a warm coat, funny man.
Yeah, here's something you probably never considered. Why don't you take all this newfound time and develop an interesting hobby like working on old cars? I absolutely love to do it. I think you might, too.
Actually, Jay does work on old cars. He's got a whole garage full of them.
Okay, well, maybe, Jay, with your newfound time, you could finally invite me over to your garage. How about that?
What are you talking about? Why are you asking me what Jay should do after the show is over?
We're just asking people's opinions about what they think Jay should do.
Why would I give a what he does? He's a grown man. Let him figure it out for himself. I got a job.
Hey, Jay. It's me, Jimmy, and I just want to say thank you again for all the great advice that you've given me, and I really appreciate the phone calls and just every time just even checking up on me. That just... it means the world to me. But I wanted to let you know that a big story ever breaks and you have, you know, your head full of jokes and you just have to get it out there, you can always come home and tell them on the Tonight Show. Thank you so much, Jay.
Can you imagine? I mean, I think that, I don't know what to make of that, frankly, Kenny. When Fallon says, oh, come back anytime and tell your jokes. I don't know. I didn't think I'd care for that much. But anyway, Mr. Obama, Mr. Wahlberg, Mr. Damon. Who else was in there, Kenny? I think that was it. Right, okay. And the video tributes last night to Jay Leno. Last night of the Tonight Show for him, and maybe the last night of the Tonight Show the way we're used to having it. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, what about that businessman who said Hitler treated the Jews like Obama's treating the top 1%?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. Billionaire Thomas Perkins said in the Wall Street Journal that Obama was treating the top 1% of the wealthy just like Hitler treated the Jews. Your response?
Tom Perkins, I think, was a foolish letter to write. It is an interesting letter in that it expresses some of the sense of persecution that some of the country's wealthiest people feel. I think, unlike the Journal, I think those are irrational feelings, and we can explain them to try to understand them, but we don't need to apologize or condone them.
It violates what I regard as a first rule of American politics and public dialogue, which is, in this country, you do not compare anything that's a political issue to the Holocaust or Kristallnacht.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and Bob Schrum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Such a good day. The Olympics, part of what people are certainly talking about, and the essence of the end of the Tonight Show, the way it's been done. Jay Leno, the poll today at DougSteffen.com. What will you miss most about Jay Leno hosting the Tonight Show? A, Jay's monologue. B, Jay walking. C, the headlines. D, interviews. E, other. F, I haven't watched the Tonight Show in years. Well, I haven't really watched it much, not through choice. My experience with Jay Leno, I think there are four different quick stories that I can tell about my connecting with him. The first time I ever had a conversation with Jay Leno was I was driving down the 101, and Jay was driving, I think he lives in Burbank, so I think he lives around where the studio is, someplace in there. But he was driving one of his own old cars down the 101. And people were tooting at him and waving at him, and he was waving. And he pulled off on the Van Nuys exit, and I was going down that way. So I pulled up next to him, and I said to him, Jay, Framingham. And he looked at me. He said, North Attleboro. I said, I know. And I know. I said, you worked at the Tom Mix's garage. He said, yeah. How'd you know that? I said, well, I know what's going on with you. I said, I need a place to get a haircut. Where do I go? He says, follow me. So I followed him down Riverside Drive, and he went. We were by a barbershop, and he pointed his hand out the window as if to say, go get your haircut there, and that's what I did. And so anyway, the next time I connected with him was when I had gone to the Tonight Show. And I'm trying to remember who I was with. It wasn't. I went a couple of times with a couple of different guests, and he was as warm. Oh, I know what it was. It wasn't that. He was hosting the every year they have the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, where they barbecue all the politicians, and Leno was the guest, the barbecuer. And he was walking around downtown Washington, going in and out of stores, and I happened to be walking around. As well, so we sort of bumped into each other and had a conversation. Of course, he didn't remember giving me the advice on the highway, but I talked about what I, you know, he laughed when I said, last time I talked to you, you sent me to get a haircut at your barbershop. And he said, I did? What? How did I do that? And then I talked about him working at the garage with him and his fascination with old cars and stuff. And then I was with Uri Geller, who was a guest on the Tonight Show. And Uri and I and my son and Uri's brother-in-law, who's his manager, all had been hanging around during the day, and he wanted me to go with him to the Tonight Show because he was guesting on the Tonight Show for the first time in 27 years. He'd been on with Johnny Carson. Johnny tried to debunk him, and it was a very uncomfortable, I could tell. His memories were very uncomfortable of that night. So the first time he'd been invited back on the Tonight Show in all those years. So we were in the green room talking over what he was going to do, and Jay comes bouncing in with a bunch of papers in his hand. And he shakes hands with this is about an hour before the show goes on. Shakes hands with Uri. How are you? What's going on? We're going to have fun tonight. This will be great. What are you going to do? And Uri said, well, I don't know. I'm not sure what to do. I don't. What do you think? Well, Jay says, I don't care what you do, but you got to do something that'll really get the audience's attention. Maybe you do a couple of things. Whatever you do, whatever you want to come up with something that's great. And then he bounced out of the room. So Harry says, and he looks at me and he says, what am I going to do? I said, well, you always do really wonderfully well when you grab everyone's watch and you hold them in your hand and you say, 1, 2, 3, work. 1, 2, 3, work. And they always work because that's his energy. But I said, yeah, I don't know. You got to come up with something else. So Tim Robbins was the other guest on the show. He goes into Tim Robbins' dressing room and closes the door. And then, as it turns out, he asked Tim Robbins to draw an image and put it on a piece of paper and put it in his pocket. And then follow his lead, which Tim Robbins was happy to do. So they're both out on the Tonight Show. Burry's done his thing with watches and gotten everybody's watch to work. And then he looks at Jay, and Jay looks at him. And Uri, as only Uri can say it, I can't, I'm not good at voices, and I'm not going to try to mimic him. But anyway, he says to Jay, I have asked Tim Robbins to draw something, and I would like him to give that to you. So Jay reaches over behind Uri. His piece of paper is passed from Tim Robbins over to Jay Leno. And so then Uri says, give me a piece of paper. So Jay gives Uri a piece of paper, and the audience is just spellbound, just quiet. You can hear a pin drop. Everybody's watching Uri. They kind of know what he's going to attempt to do, but can he pull it off? So Uri does some drawing, and he gives the piece of paper to Jay. Jay has the piece of paper he has from Tim Robbins. Uri asked Tim to draw something. Tim draws it, gives it to Jay. Uri's never seen it. Uri has his drawing, gives it to Jay. Jay opens them both in front of the camera, and they are both exactly the same. And then Jay looks at Uri and says, how'd you do that? And their continuing conversation for the next minute and a half is about how he does it and that sort of thing. So that was my last, I think that was the last time I saw Jay, or the last connection I had with him. So, but most people just aren't going to have that sort of connection. He does fly around the country, does these personal appearances, is liked and loved. And so as we sort of put the pieces of this together, there have been a lot of folks in the last 48 hours or so on the radio talking about Jay Leno leaving. Here's an excerpt from one of those talk radio programs.
Hey, you just spoke to Jay. You told me a couple of days ago. Tell me what he said to you.
He's thrilled. To go out like this after what he went through. It was 22 years ago when Johnny gave him the show, and it was pretty messy, if you recall. Yep. Johnny never said, Johnny left on a Friday, never said, oh, there's a new guy, Jay Leno, coming in. Good luck, Jay. Mm-hmm. It was like the show was done forever. And then when Jay came on, he never said, oh, thank you, Johnny. So it was really messy, and people forget that Johnny was number one for 25 years. Jay took over and was a complete disaster. And he dropped, and it was awful until two things happened. The O.J. trial, where he had the dancing O.J.s and the Edos, and that raised him in the ratings. And then the Hugh Grant fiasco, where Hugh Grant gave him the first interview. That was 1995. Since then, he's been number one.
Right.
So it from a messy start, he regained that status, and then went through that big debacle in 2008 with Conan.
Right.
And that was another disaster. So this time, it's happening the right way. He's going out number one, and a very seamless handoff to Jimmy Fallon to take over the reins.
Right.
He was thrilled the other night, and I was talking to him, very, very happy.
Well, he's happy to go out number one. He's being very diplomatic and kind to NBC, which is basically showing the door again. Is there a backstory here? I mean, is he going to tell me next week when he comes out and he's free of these guys, hey, I never wanted to leave. They forced me out. This is, you know, I'll see you on Fox.
He kind of intimates that now, saying, well, with tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Johnny was fired. I don't know how many people know that. I mean, Johnny was forced out when he had to leave, and no one likes that. But Jay realizes it's time, and he's being magnanimous about it.
All right, so there's Taco's Gene Valenti talking to Bob Perlow, who's a comedian that was the warm-up guy for Jay Leno on the Tonight Show, with the story behind the story. Yeah, there's no other way of really getting at it. He was fired. That's it. Now, we've got a couple of other bits and pieces of, I think we have, Michael, don't we have a Billy Crystal?
Yeah, we got a couple of Billy Crystal cuts from last night.
All right, let's play those here, just to sort of wrap up the conversation about Jay Leno.
You America's nightlight. You helped us through good times and bad. The country would stay up at night for the monologue to hear you put the news in your perspective. When it was announced recently that America's number one domestic terrorist had been captured, who told us it was Justin Bieber? You did. When President Obama's approval rating went down and Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's went up, who told us that the president would be better off smoking crack than passing Obamacare? You did. When Hurricane Katrina hit, who said we should change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Persian Gulf so President Bush would send troops faster? You did. When Saddam Hussein fled his palace and lived in a mud hole, who said in Beverly Hills that's called a divorce? When the nation was still in shock after 9/11, who said if you plan to fly anywhere and your first name is Muhammad, your last name better be Ali? And when Lorena Bobbitt cut off her husband's willy, who described her as single and him as unattached?
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And all the executives that run NBC are popping in to say you're through.
You're through.
You're through.
You're through.
Regretfully they tell me, but firmly they compel me to say goodbye to you. My dear, if Alan tanks, you'll be back here next year. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Kardashian.
So long, farewell. Last night I told my folks, now I won't be the butt of Leno's jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, NBA superstar Chris Paul.
So long, farewell. But I don't care. The Clips are in first place.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheryl Crow.
So long, farewell. I give a little wave, but not for Che. I want to get on Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Parsons.
So long, farewell. We've lost you and we're weary.
Your great success is called the Big Chin Theory.
The one and only Carol Burnett.
Farewell, I'm here, so what the hell? For your last show, I'll do the Tarzan yell.
Were they all in the audience? I mean, not in the audience. Were they all actually on stage?
Yep.
All those people with Billy Crystal. Wow. That was excuse me, that was a pretty good list of hot celebrities performing that musical tribute to Jay on The Tonight Show. So I'm eager to see this on Hulu or the NBC website or wherever I can, Kenny. Did you watch any of it? Kenny's busy putting the program together. Did you?
Did
you watch the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a tear in your eye?
It was very emotional at the very end when Jay said his farewell.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, I said this, I think, in the last hour. The best way to get out of something like that is to go to a really swell commercial.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those minds is Dr. Inessa Shah. His latest book, Soul Healing Miracles, combines his training in Eastern and Western medicine.
Millions of people in history, even now, millions of people in all over the world, chant the mantras. What does it mean, the mantra? Mantra is a repetitive song. If you chant the mantra, and this special song can stimulate our systems, organs, or different part of the body for healing. I'm going to share you a four words mantra. He, Heng, Hong, Ha. Very easy to learn in the book. He, Heng, Hong, Ha. He, Heng, Hong, Ha. Millions of people understand seven energy chakras. The first is at the bottom of your lower abdomen. The third energy chakra is inside your navel. The second is between the groin area and the navel. So these three energy chakra, he, hung, hung, three, the ha is the whole lower abdomen on the back side. They are the vital foundation center for energy. He, hung, hung, ha, he, hung, hung, ha. Just by a few time chanting, you could be awakening up. Lot of energy, boost energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity to create your own soul healing miracles. Learn source mantra to benefit your life.
Dr. and Master Shah is a number one New York Times best-selling author. His new book is Soul Healing Miracles. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I have a moment for your hair. Your hair, you say. Your hair? Man, it's my hair. My hair is better because I use Provia. I've tried to clean up the little spot in the back of my head where hair has gone bye-bye. And it's because over the years, I'm sure I have, as you have, used the commercial kind of hair washes, hair rinses that are not really good. They plug up the pores in your hair. And so now, in order to fix the problem of not having hair or thinning hair, you need a new sort of advanced way of doing it that's going to be healthy for you. And that's the all-natural Provia. Provia is the way to deal with hair thinning. And it's for men and women, whether you have colored or treated hair to make any difference. What does happen is that Provia attacks the pores, cleanses them, so that what's in there, what sort of gets stuck in the pores over the years, gets cleansed, and then the follicles grow back again. Your hair is thicker. It's the aging follicles are reactivated. It's very cool how this works. And you'll be getting compliments before you know it as your hair comes back in. More people liking this product, anything else I talk about on the air, because it works. 800-525-8319. Not that the other stuff doesn't work. It's this is so dramatic. It's so easy to get and so easy to use. Provia, 800-525-8319. Call now. And until Valentine's Day, mention my name, and you get an upgrade to priority shipping free. 800-525-8319.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer, who is our reporter of record here every day with insight into all kinds of technology. It's always kind of fun to get his perspective on things, and it's a wide-ranging interest pattern that he has. Today, we're going to listen to him talk to you about Apple TV. And Apple TV. Do you believe Apple in the same sentence? Television comes together. Let's find out how it's going to work. Shelley has that report for us just a moment here on Good Day.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu, like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef, or the orange ginger beet salad with fresh oranges and honey ginger dressing. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yeah!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a new Apple TV is coming soon, and it may even let you watch cable TV and play games. But any new hardware is a few months away, so here are some tips to get the most out of your current Apple TV. If you hold down the menu button while doing anything, you'll get back to the Apple TV dashboard instantly. If you're browsing through a video app like Netflix or HBO Go, pressing play on what you want to watch will load the video immediately. There's no need to go to the summary page to start playing your video. And during video playback, holding up shows info about the video. Then holding select while that info bar is up gives you audio options like closed captioning. Finally, if you're tired of that tiny Apple TV remote, you can control your Apple TV with any iDevice through Apple's remote app, which makes it easier to do a lot of things, especially searching for that next movie you want to watch. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacial Makeup Remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so the folks at Exergen working with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, working on getting a $1,000 gift card winner. You can take this call, the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway. You'll the winner of our contest here get a $1,000 gift card. The Friday get-together on the Good Day program usually nets us a winner because we have moms and dads and grandparents who send tips along. We've invited you over the course of the winter months to post your best health tips for the cold and flu season, and Kenny has that now. There are a lot of people who are every day looking at that, and we've gained a lot, Kenny. A lot of people who've read these have helped themselves a lot. There are a lot of really good tips in there, and we give away blankets and thermometers every week to the best tip of the week, and then we'll put all those winners together, and one of those lucky people is going to win a $100,000 gift card from Exergen for a winter getaway. So if you would like to help yourself to that, help yourself to the facebook.com/Good Day Show connection, Twitter at Good Day, to send along the tips, the winter health tips that will help you win and help all of us who are very interested in staying healthy stay that way. This is Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Here's a statistic for you, Kenny. 70% of the world's population still doesn't have access to personal computing. Imagine that in the world that we live in, how that could...
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.